Beyond the Veil of Sorrow. After the show at London's Palladium Theatre, Whoopi Goldberg, in her mother's superior costume, got a phone call that changed her life. Her brother's voice was sad as he told her their mother had suddenly passed away. This news made Whoopi think a lot about the importance of family. During this tough time, Dame Maggie Smith offered her quiet support. This simple act of kindness showed how important it is to have friends who stand by you when things are hard. She reflected on her mother's lively spirit and shared memories, showing how her mother greatly influenced her career and personal growth. These moments highlight the contrast between her public persona and her personal life, revealing her deep struggle with loss. Upon returning to California, she faced the reality of her mother's absence in the quiet of a hospital room. The emotional scene, where she and her brother decide to turn off life support, illustrates the painful process of saying goodbye and how death changes family dynamics. An unconventional tribute. After her mother passed away, a unique choice was made to honor her memory. Along with her brother, it was decided to scatter their mother's ashes at Disneyland, a place rich with their childhood memories and dreams. This unusual choice reflects a life lived with purpose and individuality, traits they both value. It also shows how public figures often handle personal grief in ways that deeply connect with their own experiences and public personas. Coney Island Fantasies. A young girl in a snowsuit sits on the steps of her New York City apartment in the 1950s. The city, with its mix of cultures, turns into a snowy playground during winter. This girl, Whoopi, has bright eyes and a big smile. Her early years were filled with fun, especially with her older brother Clyde. When it snowed, the city streets became a winter wonderland. Clyde would pull out his flexible flyer sled, and they'd enjoy the flat streets of Chelsea. Whoopi sat at the front of the sled while Clyde pushed them down the avenue. Their laughter filled the cold air. The distance didn't matter. The fun was in the ride and the time spent together. Summer was a special time in the lively neighborhood, where families from different backgrounds came together. Kids would call up to their windows asking for quarters to buy ice cream, while the hot air made everyone feel the heat. To cool down, they played under the spray of a fire hydrant or enjoyed shaved ice with cherry Kool-Aid. The community was close-knit, and everyone understood each other's scolding, even if they spoke different languages. A big highlight was the trip to Coney Island. With a cooler full of sandwiches, their mother would take them on the train to this exciting place. The boardwalk, rides, and smells of hot dogs and cotton candy made it a fun experience. Although one child wanted a QP doll, their mother preferred focusing on the shared fun rather than buying things. Their days at Coney Island were filled with rides and laughter and ended with Nathan's hot dogs, making it a special tradition. Early life, a strong foundation. Her mom played a key role in the family, showing both practical wisdom and deep love. As a single mother and nurse working night shifts, she often left Clyde in charge, leading to fun late-night dance parties with music from The Temptations and Smokey Robinson in their small apartment. Despite her busy job, she ensured they had a rich upbringing by regularly visiting the New York Public Library, going to MoMA, and attending various shows. These early years, filled with joy, challenges, and close family ties, helped shape her into the person she is today. Someone who appreciates her past while moving forward with humor and strength. Quiet struggles and enduring strength. At the 1964 World's Fair in Queens, New York, a young visitor was captivated by the colorful displays and futuristic ideas. Exploring exhibits from various countries, sampling new foods, and marveling at innovative inventions, she was thrilled by dinosaur models, the Unisphere sculpture, and the Skyway tram floating above. However, life took an unexpected turn. When she came home from school one day, she found her mother, who had always been her rock, disoriented and struggling. In that crucial moment, she stepped in to protect her mother, guiding her away from danger. Life took a tough turn when her mother was taken away for medical and psychiatric treatment, leaving her and her brother Clyde to cope with a sudden absence. The 2 years that followed were filled with unspoken fears and sadness, making their home feel empty despite the presence of relatives and caretakers. The joy of her childhood faded as she faced new responsibilities and challenges. During this period, the excitement of the World's Fair seemed far away, replaced by the struggle of dealing with her mother's ongoing mental health issues. This time marked a shift from bright possibilities to confronting and overcoming unexpected difficulties. A mother's return. When her mother came back, it brought both relief and new challenges. The reunion wasn't like before. It felt awkward as they had to get to know each other again. Her mother had changed so much that she wasn't the same person remembered. Instead of ending like a fairy tale, this chapter revealed more about human weakness and the lasting strength of family bonds, struggle with addiction, and the journey to redemption. The acting career began in the early 1980s with a breakthrough in 1985 with The Color Purple, which brought critical acclaim and an Academy Award nomination. At the same time, she was raising her daughter, Alex, born in 1973. Balancing a growing career with motherhood, she faced the challenge of being away from her child while pursuing opportunities in the spotlight. She entered Hollywood at a time when there were few roles for Black actresses, and those that did exist were often limited by stereotypes. Motivated by a strong desire to give her daughter, Alex, a better life, she chose roles that challenged these limits and helped improve opportunities for actors of color. Even though she found fame and success, she struggled with addiction. While people saw the glitz of Hollywood, they didn't always see the personal difficulties she faced. Her battle with addiction was about more than just her health. It was also about being there and strong for her daughter. A journey of family, forgiveness, and success. The story includes a significant moment of reconnecting with a mother after being apart for some time. This reunion was emotional and tough because both had changed and faced their own problems. It shows how hard it can be to heal and forgive within families. The choices made were about finding a balance between family duties and career goals. Each success showed a strong will and deep love for family. The story is not just about becoming famous, but also about the real challenges of balancing personal happiness with career success, the wisdom shared across generations. At 34, Whoopi Goldberg unexpectedly became a grandmother, a big change that showed her true self. This new role wasn't planned by Hollywood, it happened in the real world, showing her character beyond her celebrity image. When her daughter Alex became pregnant as a teenager, it tested Whoopi's beliefs about freedom and choice. Even though she had doubts at first, Whoopi decided to support her daughter. This choice reflected her strong belief in respecting personal decisions, a value she had always supported publicly. This situation made her rethink her roles as a mother and a guide, applying her public beliefs to her own life. During her transformative years, her mother was a steady source of wisdom and practicality. Her straightforward advice about life, whether on parenting or marriage, was delivered with sincerity and often blunt honesty. For example, when she was considering marriage, her mother suggested, "Why don't you just have a party instead?" This comment, though lighthearted, showed the wisdom and humor her mother brought into her life. This mix of humor and wisdom was a key part of her upbringing, illustrating how resilience and a realistic outlook were passed down through the generations. A special bond, Clyde and Whoopi. Clyde was not just a sibling but a close confidant and companion in Hollywood. Later, he became Whoopi's driver, symbolizing his deep support. His presence on movie sets was a comforting link to home in her hectic film career. Although Clyde is no longer here, the memories of their bond continue to influence her life and journey. Key points. 1. Family and friends provide crucial support during times of loss. 2. A unique tribute can reflect deep personal connections and memories. 3. Childhood community bonds build resilience and a sense of belonging. 4. Early challenges reveal the enduring strength of family ties. 5. Career success often involves balancing personal struggles and ambitions. 6. Overcoming addiction can lead to redefining personal success. 7. Family dynamics shape views on forgiveness and resilience.